Okay, everyone, good evening, sorry, good afternoon. Thank you for coming for this doorstop. I am going to just keep my remarks brief. As you know, you've heard the verdict of the court. I've instructed my legal team to file a notice of appeal. We will look at the written judgment carefully and then we'll take the necessary decision vis-a-vis the appeal forward thereafter. I am open to your questions now. Can I suggest we do it this way? We will let the English media go first, then the vernacular media, and then if there's any foreign press and the online media, I'm happy to take questions from you as well. So,
Geraldine from CNA. Just want to
Sorry, what's your name
Geraldine
again?
From Geraldine. CNA. I right. Just want to check if you're appealing both the sentence and the conviction, or just...
Yes, we'll be... The intention is to appeal both.
Right. And what do you think today's verdict and the sentencing, you know, the impact might have, might be on WP in the upcoming general election?
Well, that is really for the public to determine and decide. I have put up a Facebook post and an Instagram post, which also cover my submissions that were made to the court on the 13th of January and the 31st of January. So I'll leave the public to determine what has been said there. And as an appeal is still in progress, I probably don't want to say too much about that matter.
Will you be barred from running?
What's your name, sorry?
I'm Martin from AFP.
From where? From AFP. Well, I have been advised that the law is quite clear. My understanding is the Elections Department will release something later today, so let's wait for that. But I've also put up a post, which is a photograph of what was said in 1976 when a PAP MP had was charged and convicted of four offences under the Prevention of Corruption Act, and the Leader of the House and Minister of Law at that time made it quite clear how the law ought to be read. So, consistent with the advice I have and that I've been given, I will be running for the general election. Next question.
So how do you feel about...
Your name, please?
I'm Elise from 8 How do you feel about the verdict and moving forward, what's your plan?
Well, I'll deal with the second part first. The plan is to appeal, of course. In terms of the verdict, it's a disappointing verdict. Next question.
What impact do you think...
What's your name?
This is Shamin from Straits Times.
Hi, Shamin.
What impact do you think this case will have on your political career?
Well, again, I'm not a soothsayer. I can't tell what the election results will be like. But I intend to contest the general election. And we'll see what happens. Maybe you can ask me that question again on polling day.
Mr. Pritam Nazira from Media for Malay News. Can you share more about your appeal? What do you expect to get out of it?
Well, again, it's an appeal against conviction and sentence. I don't want to go too far into that. Let the process take its course. And we'll see what the result is. Well, I think there's been quite a bit of commentary online. Of course, that's only one gauge of sentiment. I leave it to the public again to determine how they want to exercise their vote in what we in the Workers' Party believe is the need of the hour in Singapore, which is the evolution towards a more balanced political system. Could you say that again, please? The last part. I didn't catch the last part. I think because of the...
Oh, okay. The court also, added the fact saying that you use the disciplinary procedures to cover up your role. Yeah. They added that the procedures were biased.
Yes.
Any comments on this?
Well, what I would say is I'm appealing conviction and sentence, so I don't want to comment on what the court has determined.
This is Kimberly from Rise Media.
Hi, Kimberly.
I would like to ask, why should the people on the ground, the people who are, let's say, concerned about, you know, the cost of living, everything else, why should they care about this case, and why should they care about what happened here today?
I think you're asking the wrong person that question. You should ask the people on the ground that question.
Right. Okay. What impact do you think the case will
have on the rest of the WP leadership? Well, we have met with numerous obstacles in the course of our political life. We have shown resilience, and in that regard, this case won't be any different. We continue to show resilience. After all, S360 is the year of resilience, I believe.
Thank you.
Mr. Kim, during this whole process, how do you feel about the whole thing, and also like have your family members show support to you, and also what message to your
family? Well, family members, I would say they have been an incredible source of support. My wife, my family, my father, in-laws, I mean, incredible sources of support. And I think anyone who enters the cauldron of opposition politics needs a strong family support base and structure, and I've been blessed to have one. Family aside, supporters, I mean, on the ground, I meet people from all walks of life, you know, pats on the shoulders, keep going, you know, we believe in you, we believe in the Workers' Party, we believe in the importance of a balanced political system, and keep fighting. And so I think those things are very uplifting, and I'm very thankful for all the supporters in Singapore who have expressed those feelings to me.
What
do
you think?
I don't know your name.
Will this conviction affect the party's morale?
Well, the party's morale, and so far as my reading is concerned, is not affected. As I said, you know, the path of choosing opposition politics is not for the faint-hearted, and I am grateful and actually privileged to be in the company of fellow party members who have worked hard to provide an alternative to Singaporeans, and at least insofar as having a proper check and balance in Parliament. What's your name again?
Johan. What do you think this case means for your political future?
I'm still standing in politics, so let's see what the election holds.
What do you say the possibility that you might be forced to consider stepping down?
Well, I think the need of the hour is for me to step up, not step down. Elections are imminent, and it's not going to be an easy election, as I have repeatedly shared in the course of my public speeches to fellow Workers' Party members. So we'll have to fight hard, and that's what we will do.
Do you regret, like,
Christine from SP here?
I beg your pardon?
Christine from the Straits Times.
Hi, Christine. I thought you already had someone from the Straits Times.
Oh, yes, another one.
Go ahead, yeah.
Would like to ask, why didn't you decide to call Sylvia and Faisal as witnesses for your case in the defense?
Well, they had
made... What do you think is the impact of this case on Sylvia and Faisal?
Well, I don't think there's any impact on them at all, personally. The case is I am the accused person. Insofar as the legal nature of your question is concerned, I again will reserve my comments, not because I don't want to answer it, but because we are looking forward to an appeal.
So, do you regret choosing Raisha into the public
team? Very strange question to ask me right now. I will reserve my comments on that only because, like I said, there's an appeal ongoing. Mm-hmm. The judge has made some comments about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to tie the hands of my lawyers if they want to make certain representations or certain statements in that regard.
Hi, Ila. I would like to understand what's your next move and when are you going to meet your party after this?
Meet my party?
Your party cadres. What do you have to say for them?
Well, whether it's party cadres or party members, I meet them all the time. Some of them were here today. Insofar as the party is concerned, we continue moving forward, and we've got a major general elections coming up, and the party will endeavour to do its best in that election, and I have no doubt that it will.
Mr. Singh, this is Eileen from Zhao Pao. So, making further decisions about this case, will you have to discuss with your CEC, or you'll make them, you know, because it's your case?
Well, it depends.
How it impacts the...
Well, it'll depend on the facts. It'll depend on what those decisions are. Yeah, I'm not going to speak hypothetically or generally about that. The person in the dock is me, not the WPCEC. So I think it's important to make that distinction.
Jim from South China Morning.
Hi, Jim.
I was just wondering, the judge went into quite a lot of detail about the way the leadership handled the situation.
Yes.
Is there any learning points from you about handling these kinds of situations and even recruitment for your future MPs?
Well, in terms of recruitment, I've made some extensive comments already earlier last month in my speech to the party members at the members' forum that involved Workers' Party members. So that is on the record. Insofar as your earlier point is concerned, once again, I think it's probably premature for me to talk about that. Yeah. Any more questions?
How would you say to Singaporeans who support you?
Thank you for your support. Okay. It looks like any more questions? I'm prepared to go on.
Question.
Yes, what's your name, sorry?
Kimberly from Rice
Media. I beg your pardon, you did say that just now. Yes, Kimberly.
I wanted to ask, this issue has been dragging on since 2021. Significant resources have been put into this, public resources on it. I wanted to ask, in your opinion, what is all this drama distracting us from? What are real issues that we are not looking at because of this drama?
Well, again, that's a question I think you probably are in the best position to answer, being someone who makes the news. I'm here to talk about what transpired here. As I said, major general elections coming up. We've got to batten down the hatches for that and ensure that we put our best efforts in that exercise, and that's what we plan to do. Yeah? Okay, if that is all, thank you very much for your time. I'm sorry you all had to wait. I had to wait as well. And I wish you all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.